This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Dentistry Information, Health News, and Oral Health channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Ben Kekos, a member of the American Dental Association, Academy of General Dentistry, American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry, and the president of the Northwest Louisiana Dental Association. Dr. Kekos trains other dentists as a consultant for the Dental Success Institute and is the creator of Explore Education, which provides training for dentists. Today, Dr. Kekos will be covering the connection between a healthy mouth and a healthy body. Dr. Kekos, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for coming out today. So a great place to start would be if you could break down what is periodontal disease. That would be great.
Well, that's a great question. The number of Americans with periodontal disease is well over 50% of our population, so it affects quite a few of us. What periodontal disease is a inflammatory disease in our mouths caused by bacteria. Everybody's heard the term plaque on toothpaste and toothbrush commercials and removing plaque from our teeth. Plaque is actually made of 100% bacteria. And if that bacteria doesn't get cleaned off properly, it can lead to periodontal disease.
Now, how does gum disease affect our general health?
Well, gum disease is the layman's term for periodontal disease. It's the same thing. And what happens is, as this bacteria accumulates in our mouth, our immune system begins to fight it, just like if you had a cold or a virus. And what happens is the parts of our immune system that come to kill these awful germs start to release chemicals that are toxic to the germs. But they're also toxic to everything else around the germs. So, in effect, our body creates a problem in our mouth while it's killing the germs. And in essence, fighting fire with fire leads to more damage. And what happens with this inflammatory process is that you see a destruction of the bone and the soft tissue that holds your teeth in your mouth. So what we've known for 100 years or more is that periodontal disease causes loose teeth, abscesses, toothaches, and then the loss, eventual loss of your teeth. What new research is shedding light on is that this chronic inflammatory process is directly correlated to cardiovascular disease. It's pretty startling, the correlation in what the research has shown us. Believe it or not, the American Association of Cardiology, they did a study. And what they did is they actually removed 101 blockages from people's arteries who were currently suffering from a stroke or a heart attack. Now, you've all heard about these blockages in your artery. Somebody needs a stent or angioplasty because their arteries are blocked. And what they found when they removed these blockages, they found the exact same bacteria in our mouth in that blockage, which was amazing. And as they began to dig deeper, what they found was the blockage is an indication of cardiovascular disease. As that vessel wall narrows, it is cardiovascular disease. But more importantly, what they found out was the blockage isn't as important as the inflammation inside that vessel wall. So when you have this chronic inflammatory disease in your mouth, it's not confined just to your mouth. You actually have total body inflammation. We have about 60,000 miles worth of blood vessels coursing through our body from the top of our scalp to the bottom of our toenails. And all of that can be inflamed from this periodontal disease. And as these tissues become inflamed, they begin to rupture. Now, when they rupture, that's when these blockages in our vessels are released and they float downstream. I like to explain this to patients like imagining a log in a stream, on the side of a stream. If you went and you kicked that log out into the middle of the stream, it's going to start to flow freely down the river, which is fine until it comes to a bend in the river or a place in the river that gets more narrow. And at that point, that log gets stuck and creates a log jam. That's a heart attack. That's a stroke. That's directly correlated to chronic inflammation, and therefore it's directly correlated to periodontal disease. And the cardiologists now recommend that anybody that's got risk factors for cardiovascular disease, they visit their dentist at least twice a year to have checkups on their oral health and to be checked for this periodontal disease. We could have an entire lecture, conversation on the correlation between this periodontal disease, gum disease, and cardiovascular health. But I'd like to tell you about another strong area of new research. What scientists and researchers are discovering now is that this chronic inflammation affects all of our body systems. And in fact, now we are learning that diabetes may have a very strong correlation with periodontal disease. Right now, we don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg, but we know that this is a two-way street. We know that if you have periodontal disease, you are certainly more likely to develop diabetes. We also know that if you have diabetes, you're certainly more likely to develop periodontal disease. Like I said, we don't know which comes first or if one comes before the other, but we know that the incidence of having both diseases in a body is much higher than just having one. Also, what we've discovered is that having periodontal disease in a diabetic makes controlling their blood sugar a much more difficult task. Now, the most important thing in a diabetic is controlling that sustained, healthy sugar level in their bloodstream. And so if you start to have huge spikes in that sugar level, it can affect all sorts of things, like your immune system and your eyes. We also know that going low can have low blood sugar has effects on diabetics' bodies that is very detrimental. So in essence, a short answer is I'm very, very glad you asked me about the correlation between gum disease and total body health, because what we've learned is that the neck bone is connected to the body bone. Everything in our bodies is connected now, and it is very, very important to keep your mouth healthy in order to keep your total body healthy.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. So what other dental problems can affect our health? I know you touched on a few, but if you could take that a little further, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I see patients every day that have dental abscesses, and they don't know it. What a dental abscess is this an infection around the root of a tooth. Now, our teeth are held in by our jawbones, just like the dirt around a mailbox holds the mailbox in, okay? Sometimes, for a number of different reasons, the tissue around our tooth begins to die. That's an abscess. Now, what this abscess is literally, it's pus. It's an infection around our tooth. That infection is acidic. And what it does is it actually eats the jawbone away. And we can see this on x-rays. That's one way that we detect it. Now, you can imagine if you had a boil on your arm or a large area of infection, pus on your arm or on your hand, you'd certainly notice it and want to treat it as fast as you could. Having this infection in your bloodstream is called bacteremia. That's bacteria in our bloodstream, and that can lead to all sorts of illnesses. The problem with dental abscesses is oftentimes patients have zero symptoms. They don't have pain. They don't have sensitivity. They may feel poorly. They may feel sluggish. They may not be able to figure out what is making them feel ill, and the last thing in the world they would think of would be a dental abscess. But you'd be amazed how many people have dental abscesses that don't know it. I pick it up on x-rays nearly every day.
Today we are joined by Dr. Ben Kakos, the president of the Northwest Louisiana Dental Association, here on eHealth Radio's Dental Information, Health News, and Oral Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Kakos, continuing on, how are these conditions that you mentioned treated?
Well, that's a great question, because if we diagnose these problems, we certainly want to fix them, don't we? You know, the first thing that we talked about was the periodontal disease. And what we do when we diagnose periodontal disease is we categorize it into three broad categories. Let's call it mild, moderate, and severe. And depending on the diagnosis, that will dictate the treatment. Mild treatment of a mild condition may be just boning up on your oral hygiene at home, learning better techniques and ways to brush and floss to remove that plaque. From there, it progresses on to what we call scaling and root cleaning. You may have heard a dentist refer to this as a deep cleaning. Now, what this scaling or root cleaning is when a dental professional cleans the plaque off the surfaces of your teeth that lays below your gum line. It doesn't matter who you are, how good you can brush or floss, you cannot clean underneath your own gum line. In fact, it'd be very painful. So what the dentist or the dental hygienist does, they numb up your mouth, and they go below the gums and remove these splinters of bacteria. You see, these splinters of bacteria become hard like an eggshell, and they adhere very tightly to the surfaces of our teeth roots. So that during the scaling and root planing procedure, the dental professional will numb your mouth and clean this harmful bacteria off the surfaces of your teeth, thus removing the source of that chronic inflammation that we talked about. Now, when you get to the severe diagnosis of periodontal disease, it may require surgery. It may require some removal of gum tissue around the roots of your teeth in order to get down and access that bacteria that's way, way down the root of that tooth. You see, if we don't get it all, we're not properly treating it. So we have to have access as dental professionals to remove that bacteria out of your mouth and then give you the ability to keep it clean so it doesn't reaccumulate. Now, as far as treatment of dental abscesses, there's many, many, many factors to consider. But to give you a short answer, there would be two broad ways, two categories of treatment. One would be a root canal, which removes the source of the infection. Sometimes that treatment is not enough, and we need a more aggressive treatment to thoroughly remove the source of the infection. In those instances, extraction of the tooth is necessary. And then we go in and we remove that infection from the jawbone. We may flush it out with antibiotic rinses, antibiotic medications, and then manually remove the infection.
Lastly, Dr. Kakos, how can we prevent these conditions from happening?
I'm glad you asked that, because we certainly would rather prevent these conditions than treat them, wouldn't we? I would recommend to everyone out there that they visit their dentist at least twice a year and for cleanings. You need to make sure that your dentist is taking the correct x-rays. You need to make sure that your dentist is taking a full mouth series of x-rays at least once every 5 years. You see, the typical x-rays that you get once a year when you go to the dentist doesn't show the entire mouth. It only shows about half the tooth, in fact. And so it's important for us to check in on the roots of the teeth at least once every 5 years. You need to listen to the recommendations of your dentist as far as oral hygiene, use of fluoride, and if he recommends treatment, you certainly need to follow through with that. There's several preventive things that you can request when you're at your dentist's office to help prevent dental decay, abscesses, and periodontal disease. A few of those things would be the application of fluoride. Fluoride is the greatest thing that's ever happened to our teeth. it is not poisonous when applied properly. There's a lot of folks out there that they do not believe in fluoride, but let me tell you, it's absolutely 100% safe if used properly. You can imagine even penicillin is not safe if it's used improperly. So the proper use of any medication is important. And studies show that the use of fluoride can decrease dental decay by 70%. Another way that you can prevent dental decay is through the use of sealants. You see, we have these little bitty tiny cracks and holes in our teeth. And it doesn't matter how good you brush, the brush bristle can't get into these little bitty cracks and crevices in our teeth. And so what a sealant does is it places a smooth coating over those rough areas of our teeth. I like to explain this to my patients in this manner. I say, can you imagine how difficult it is to clean the grout in between tile? Now, what I'd like to do is place a smooth covering over that rough grout. So now it's like wiping off the surface of a basketball court. That's a lot easier to keep clean, isn't it? The fluoride and sealants are two great ways to help prevent dental decay, abscesses, and periodontal disease.
Well, Dr. Kekos, it certainly has been quite informative and eye-opening as well, and I do appreciate your bringing focus to these health issues and how to take preventative measures as well. Where can our listeners find more information on your practice, and how could one be in touch as well?
Yeah, thank you for asking. My website is www.shreveportsdentist.com. shreveportsdentist.com. Our phone number is 318-869-2593. And you can reach us at kakosdental@gmail.com. That's kakosdental@gmail.com.
Dr. Kekos, once again, we certainly appreciate your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Dr. Ben Kekos, the president of the Northwest Louisiana Dental Association and consultant for the Dental Success Institute, and is the creator of Explore Education, which provides training for dentists. And for more information, simply visit ShreveportsDentist.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dentistry Information, Health News, and Oral Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.